With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden hitting the campaign trail.
On Friday, Biden spoke in Pennsylvania. The campaign says that he and the vice president will visit every major swing state in the coming week. They'll also be launching a $30 million ad campaign. President Biden will be in Wisconsin next Wednesday. It will be his fourth trip to Wisconsin in the past 7 months. First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha last weekend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the meantime, both Biden and Donald Trump campaigning today in Georgia. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Karen Chamis reports on a new sea route to transport aid from Cyprus to Gaza.
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP, "No, we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin expected to secure his fifth term in power easily this month on the heels of opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death in prison, a death that has demoralized Kremlin critics. It also elicited concerns about the safety of other imprisoned dissidents. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has conceded defeat in the vote of two constitutional amendments that would have broadened the definition of family and removed language about a woman's role at home. This is SRN News. All this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a nationally prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries each and every week. Now in his seventh decade of life, Pastor Graham showing no signs of even beginning to slow down.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve Him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
And this is SRN News. Interesting study next month. Here's correspondent John Scott with more on that story.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during the April 8th total solar eclipse. The moon shadow will sweep across North America from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo in the path of total darkness. This time, scientists will stand by to track how tortoises, giraffes, and apes at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas react when day transforms into dusk. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street numbers at the end of the week. On Friday, Dow Industrials dropped 68 points at 38,722. S&P 500 off 33 at 5,123. NASDAQ down 188 at 16,085. More details at srnnews.com.